Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey!
Happy Friday!
Hi.
What's up?
Oh my God, it is Friday. Oh, I have not wanted a Friday for so long.
Is there something special today that wasn't going on yesterday, the day before that?
So, and I hate to even complain about it because parents do it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the first time that any of my kids, my son is six, my daughter is four, almost five.
Uh-huh.
This is the first time that we've actually been diligent in extracurricular activities.
Uh-huh.
And it's killing me. I don't know how these parents do it where they're constantly going from one thing to another to another to another. So we have football practice three nights a week, and now we have games every four days a week. We're doing sports related activities, which, you know, to most parents is nothing. But this is my first introduction to it, and I'm like, oh God, my son's like, I don't know if I want to do it. Well, good. I don't want to do it.
it's a lot.
Oh my God, it is so much. Again, I feel bad even complaining because I know it's a thing. But golly, it's like
it's okay.
I don't think anybody loves it.
I don't think anybody's like, it's amazing going to practice every day.
Yeah, dude.
Well, and the timing's really bad because we just moved into a new home and I still have boxes everywhere. And it's because we just haven't had any time to sit down and go through stuff. I had to go to a wedding last weekend. It's like, there's always something. And I feel your pain now. I hate dishes just not being put away. And it gives me high anxiety. Anyway, so, you know, now that my son is this big football player in Texas, we have to drive to Floresville, Texas.
Tomorrow for the game?
For the game.
Wait, so you're looking forward to that?
No!
Oh, because you're saying...
Whoever is looking forward to going to Floresville, Texas?
I mean, it's probably fantastic, but it's just another thing to do. Like it's your endless week.
Eating up my whole it's like an hour and a half away.
Yeah.
It's outside San Antonio. We have family there. We went to a wedding at the beginning of March. Not much to look at.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Give me something to look forward to.
Well, the good thing is that you can focus all your attention on your six-year-old son's game and not what you're going to do after the game in Florenceville.
Floresville. Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go straight home. That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Yeah, man. Well, you're not alone, dude. I mean, every parent in America is doing that. And my boy, Eric Selkin, lives in Cedar Park, and he commutes. His son is 10 and plays baseball, and they go, like, every weekend to Dripping Springs. And here's the thing.
That's insane.
They go to Dripping Springs, play baseball, and, like, you don't know if you're going to play the next day until the end of the game if they advance. And then the next day, they have to go back, like, at 6 a.m. So, and it's all day, bro.
It really is.
They end up getting a hotel. They stay at La Quinta in Dripping Springs, basically, to just stay the night to be up and fresh in the morning. I mean, man, I feel your pain now, bro.
You know what? I found out, speaking of La Quinta, what La Quinta translates to in English.
Don't ask me. I should know. I'm Hispanic.
No, I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, don't put me in the spot saying, hey, Alex, did you know?
Yeah, it's in English, it means next to Denny's.
Are you serious? Okay.
I don't know if you've ever... Hey, look, if you ever noticed, like, every La Quinta is next to a Denny's.
Did you just really do that?
Hey, you know what?
I don't even know who you are.
Hey, turn that frown upside down. I know I sound grumpy, but I'm going to do my best to smile, considering it's World Smile Day. Not that it matters, because we're all wearing masks.
Yeah,
but
it's, like, the weirdest thing. I miss smiles so bad.
Oh, man, come on. smile today because I feel like we can see the energy, you know, like the lines start wrinkling up here whenever you smile. It's a good thing to do.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Ireland Supreme Court has ruled that the bread served at Subway restaurants can't legally be defined as bread. Subway's bread contains 5 times the qualifying limit of sugar.
All this time I thought it was healthy to eat a meatball. If you ever invite Sarah Catherine Osborne over to your house, best believe that she is going to find out exactly how much you paid for your home. She is always peeping on people's home price. I think that's just something you like to do for some reason.
Don't you think that's what everybody does? Everybody looks on Zillow, not necessarily, but like in the neighborhood and are constantly looking at real estate just out of curiosity. Mm-hmm.
I've never, when I was looking for a house, but like never driving around.
You know what's interesting is Alex lived for years just a half a mile away from me up until very recently. I've been to his home numerous times. Never once did I search to find out how much he paid for a stone. Well, because of that, we created a fun game to play called Radio Zillow. And the way this works is very simple. I will read a listing from a home currently on the market in the Austin area. Ooh. I'll tell you exactly where it is, everything you need to know about the home, and even the description. You have to come up with how much the home is listed for, okay?
Okay.
We're going to start off with a home that says a new construction farmhouse style gem loaded with tons of custom finishes, boutique selections, and unrivaled details.
Sounds expensive.
This is a 4-bedroom, 4-bath, 2,807 square foot home. This single family residence offers a spacious floor plan, lots of natural light, an enormously private backyard, plenty of storage space, and a pool to enjoy on those hot summer nights.
Wow.
Located only 15 minutes from downtown Austin and only 5 minutes from the new St. Elmo Public Market.
Okay.
Built by one of the most exceptional quality builders in South Central Austin. Y'all, how much is this 2,807 square foot home listed for?
By the way, I love when it says like only 15 minutes. And I'm like, what? Like on a Sunday morning?
Seriously.
Because let's do real talk. If you put real talk, only 1 hour away from Austin. I like that area, by the way. That St. Elmo's area is awesome.
I love it, too. I just can't afford to live there. So, Sarah, how much is this home?
$890,000.
Whoa. $890,000, she says. Alex Franco.
I was literally going to say $899,000, but I'll just say $799,000. That's what I started with. And then the details cranked it up.
I will say that everything about this home is beautiful, including the stunning outside. The finishes are second to none, first class all the way. And that is why this 4-bedroom, 4-bath, 2,807 square foot home, just 15 minutes from downtown on a Sunday morning.
I have a new price. Can I get it in?
Yes, go ahead.
$1.2 million.
Well, and we should have asked, and I'm going to stand by what I said, but we should always ask the acreage because it could be a big difference if you said it's 1 acre versus 0.2.
Sarah, he said the yard was huge.
He said a spacious backyard, but
it
what does that mean?
Pool. It has a pool and view and stuff, bro. And it's like by St. Elmo. Dude, it's expensive.
Well, it's a pretty small lot in comparison. It's only 7,000 square feet.
Yeah, but
Alex Franco.
But 2,800 square feet, that's a huge house. 4-bedroom, and this is new. And then you said gem? That puts it at 1.2.
Built in 2020. Sarah, you're sticking with 800,000?
Sure. It's probably more. It's probably like Alex, 1.2.
$1.298,000.
Yeah. Dude, can you believe that, guys? 10 years ago, you would have never thought.
2,800 square feet is a nice size home, but it's not extravagant. But location, almost $1.3 million.
Bro.
Wow.
All right, here we go with our next listing in Radio Zillow. This is a 4-bedroom, 3-bath, 2,389 square foot home. Beautiful, traditional, 2-story brick home built in 1993 on a 9,975 square foot lot, Sarah.
Okay.
Oversized windows, rock fireplace, updated carpet and wood floors with a large master bedroom with bay windows and a master bathroom suite featuring double sinks and a jacuzzi tub. The amazing and secluded backyard backs up to the Greenbelt.
Ooh.
And it also comes with a patio and a hot tub.
Nice.
You know what? You know why it comes with a hot tub? Because nobody ever wants to move their hot tub.
True that. Seriously.
That is absolutely true. This appears to be in the Oak View neighborhood.
Yeah. What's that mean?
Give me a street. A cross section.
It would be between Spicewood Springs and 183.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
South of McNeil.
Yeah.
Not far from Caraway Elementary.
Is that all the info you're going to give us?
That's all you get.
Okay, $780,000.
$780,000 for the four-bedroom, three-bath.
$689,000.
$689,000. Alex should be a real estate agent because the actual listing is
$649,900. It's the bay windows, bro.
Oh, man. So good. You want to do one more?
Oh, yeah, duh. Sure. This is fun.
Second round of Radio Zillow coming up next on Mix 94.7. All right, here we go, y'all. It's Radio Zillow. And the way this works is I will read the listing from a home for sale in the Austin metropolitan area. I'll tell you everything you need to know about the home, and you tell me how much it's listed for. Okay, y'all ready?
Let's do it.
Alex is red hot right now. This next home is a three-bedroom, two-bath, 2,060 square feet home.
Mm-hmm. How many bedrooms?
Three bedroom, two bath. It is in Kyle. Mm-hmm. And here's the listing. This home was a previous model home for Bigelow Homes. It has never been lived in, only used as a model. It has a beautiful kitchen, great room with 42-inch upper cabinets, granite countertops, stainless steel appliances, a giant island open to the great room, three large bedrooms, and a study. Master suite boasts an oversized bathroom with double vanity, separate shower, garden tub, and large walk-in closet. It's in a corner location. This was a former model, y'all,
Kyle.
Location is everything. Kyle tends to be a little bit cheaper. So
$285, Sarah says.
I was going to say $289, but I'm going to go with $319.
$319,
yeah,
Alex.
$319. There's a reason. It's been sitting there for a while, and it's priced good to go.
Well, time listed is only 5 days.
Oh, really?
Ooh. Does that change anything?
No, because it's a model home, and they want to make it sexy to get rid of it.
This was built in the year 2011. Does that change anything?
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, $285.
No, yeah, $319.
Been a model home for a long time.
$319.
Alex has been red hot. Will his streak continue? Here it is, the actual price of this three-bedroom, two-bath, 2,060 square foot home in the great city of Kyle, Texas. Is Alex Franco $319,500?
Oh my gosh!
What? Are you serious?
Man.
Bro. Stop it.
Oh my God. Real estate, here I come.
Well, we're all waking up this morning to the news that the President and First Lady of the United States both have tested positive for COVID-19. What does that mean? We'll tell you what's trending is next on Mix 94.7 and streaming in the radio.com app.
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
During the debate with Vice President Joe Biden, President Trump knocked him for wearing a mask.
Are you questioning the
efficacy? No, I think masks are okay. You have to understand, if you look, I mean, I have a mask right here. I put a mask on, you know, when I think I need it. Tonight, as an example, everybody's had a test, and you've had social distancing and all of the things that you have to. But I wear masks when needed. When needed, I wear masks.
Okay, let me ask.
I don't wear masks like him. Every time you see him, he's got a mask. He could be speaking 200 feet away from it. He shows up with the biggest mask I've ever seen.
Well, maybe he should have borrowed that big-ass mask because Late last night, President Trump announced that he and Melania had tested positive for COVID-19. That's nothing to joke about.
I mean, you would have thought my phone was having a fireworks show of the alerts digging in over overnight. I was getting alerts left and right. I'm like, what is happening?
I just knew it was a matter of time. I felt like he was destined to get it.
Those that like just go on with their life and not wear the mask and are in public and just like say, I'm not going to get it, are the ones to get it.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, though. I mean, we don't want the president ever being in this situation. He's playing it cool for now. He tweeted, Melania and I tested positive for COVID-19. We will begin our quarantine and recovery process immediately. We will get through this together. Earlier in the day, Trump confirmed that Hope Hicks, one of his top aides, had tested positive. As far as we know, she was the first person within Trump's inner circle to contract it, and it could have spread to others as well. Hicks traveled on Air Force One with Trump multiple times in recent days, including to the debate in Cleveland on Tuesday and to his rally in Minnesota on Wednesday. Hicks was seen boarding a plane with several other aides on Wednesday, including Jared Kushner. None of them were wearing masks, although it's possible that they later wore them in private. He mentioned that everybody was wearing a mask at the debate, but what I read was the entire family, Jared, Ivanka, Melania, while they wore a mask going in, the second they sat in their seats, they took them off. Mm. As for Trump himself, we don't know how he handles himself behind closed doors, but publicly, he is rarely seen wearing a mask. Like you just heard, he mocked Joe Biden for wearing a mask every time you see him. It's unclear if Biden or moderator Chris Wallace were exposed at that debate. In any event, Trump was on Hannity last night before he got the test results back, and he didn't seem too concerned about Hicks's diagnosis. He says, we'll see what happens. Who knows? By the way, the medical contributor for Fox News talked about how President Trump is heavier and how being overweight and over 70 can worsen a coronavirus problem.
The president is 74 years old. He's heavier. We're having a lot more problems with people who are overweight. Almost all of the severely ill patients have been over the age of 65. Over the age of 70 is a magic number for that. The reason is because seeing the inflammatory response from COVID-19, all of the inflammation that you're seeing tends to be occurring in elderly people. We don't know exactly why, and we're pretty sure that with obesity or with being overweight, the inflammatory chemicals that are already in the body, it's like lighting a fire. The kindling is already there. It's more likely that you're going to get that problem.
It shouldn't be too big of a deal having Trump shot away in the White House, but it's worth pointing out that the second debate was scheduled for October 15th, which is less than 2 weeks away, and the election is just 1 month away. COVID cases can vary across the board, but people with mild symptoms can recover within 10 days to 2 weeks. Medium cases can take around a month, and the serious cases can linger much longer. One more thing I want to play for you. This is the announcement on CNN along with a reporter who is talking about statements from White House physician Dr. Sean Conley.
The President of the United States now confirming to the world that he and the First Lady of the United States have both tested positive for the coronavirus and they will quarantine.
He says, this evening I received confirmation that both President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump have tested positive for coronavirus. He says they are both well at this time and they plan to remain at home within the White House during their convalescence.
All right, now how awkward is it going to be in the White House when President Trump and Dr. Fauci cross paths? Like, Dr. Fauci is going to be looking at him, just shaking his head. And then
told you so.
President Trump's going to be like, don't even go there, Fauci. Don't even, I want to hear it.
Well, we certainly wish them both well.
Hey, on Monday, Kylie Jenner posted a pair of racy bikini photos and urged her followers to go to vote.org to get registered. And lots of people rolled their eyes and said, really? But guess what, y'all? It worked! Her photos led to a 1,500% increase in traffic to vote.org with 48,000 new registrations. Now, on a typical, boring, non-Kylie Jenner day, vote.org registers around 2,900 voters. Again, she brought in 48,000 new registrations with her post.
Unbelievable.
That's crazy. Breaking news.
Mm-hmm.
Dawson is moving to Austin.
Oh, my God. I hope he does it quick because
oh, my God.
This is crazy. So James Vanderbeek, who is now 43 years old and has 5 children between the ages of 10 and 4.
He looks 19, by the way.
I know. He's on a 10-day road trip right now with his wife, and they are headed to Texas. All of their Instagram posts so far just say they're headed to Texas, but his wife was on a podcast where she revealed she was moving to, quote, outside Austin. So I'm like, what does that mean? Georgetown?
Buda, bro.
What side? What, where? Buda?
Yeah.
No, I think it's Dripping Springs because that's kind of the landing spot for everybody.
Exactly. Yeah. Everyone rich, go to Dripping Springs.
So not only are they bringing the five kids and their two dogs, they also adopted two more dogs on the way. So that's four dogs, five kids, two adults that are coming.
Austin is the spot right now. We are kind of Hollywood of the South. So as soon as this announcement was made, we started thinking about all the celebrities that live here. So
yes,
we created,
you want me to go down the list?
Kind of a list of who we believe still lives. You know, obviously throughout the years, there have been people that have come and gone. But these are the people that we believe still have residence here in Austin, Texas. Maybe not right, full time, but at least have a home and a here some of the time. All right, Sarah.
All right, here we go. Matthew and Camilla McConaughey.
Of course.
Joe Rogan. Mm-hmm. Zachary Levi. James Vanderbeek. Jared Padalecki. Jensen Ackles. Well, and I should also mention Jared's wife. She's famous, too, because she's going to be on the new show with him. Walker, Texas Ranger.
Yeah, don't leave her out, bro.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
hope she's
Jared
listening.
And Genevieve. Odette and Dave Annable just moved here. They've been on a bunch of TV shows. Rachel Hollis, a bunch of Friday Night Lights people have homes here or live here, like Kyle Chandler and Connie Britton. Jep and Jess Robertson from Duck Dynasty. Mm-hmm. Richard Linklater, Robert Rodriguez, Gary Clark Jr., Danny Amendola, Adam Curry, Lance Armstrong, Sandra Bullock, Elijah Wood, Dan Rather, Mike Judge, Terrence Malick, Willie Nelson, Scott Eastwood, Brooklyn Decker, and Andy Roddick, Tate Donovan, and Meatloaf.
How are we not friends with any of them?
Wait. Hold on. Meatloaf lives here?
Yeah, apparently.
Are you serious? Paradise by the Dashboard Live 2 out of 3 ain't bad, Meatloaf?
Yeah.
Wow. I had no idea.
You know, you forgot on the list, bro. Doesn't Christopher Cross live here? The Ride Like the Wind guy?
Christopher Cross.
I mean, if you're talking Meatloaf, you got to talk him. He's old school, man.
Yeah. So if you want the full list, text trending to 51993.
It's time to think of a game show that starts with a T. If you said Think Fast, you might be a winner. And now, here's the host of Think Fast, Brad Booker.
Morning. Thank you. It is time for the game we like to call Think Fast. I'll say something like, give me a game show host that begins with the letter B. You can either say Brad or Booker. You'd be right either way. Hey. All right, guys, here we go. It's time for Think Fast.
Yeah.
Who won last time? It was
me.
Wait, you did? You did? Oh, I thought I did. Oh, man.
No, you won the week before.
Oh, all right.
Let's see who wins this week. Here we go. Question number one.
Hold on. Let me just zone in for a second. Okay, I'm ready.
Name a Jennifer Lawrence film beginning with S.
Southside something.
Sorry, that is incorrect.
It's not the Smunger Games.
The Smunger Game.
Oh, man. The one where she's like pitching stuff on TV, like mops and stuff. And paid for TV infomercial. That's not it?
Yeah.
No?
There's American Hustle. There's that one.
There's the
Hunger Games.
The Philadelphia Eagle one.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, guys. All right. I'm going to have to call it for time.
What's the Philadelphia Eagle one?
It's with Bradley Cooper, right?
Yeah, what is that called, guys? Yeah. Anyone?
60 yards something or 60 seconds.
What's it called?
No, I'm sorry.
What were you thinking?
Silver Linings Playbook.
Is that the one?
That one.
I mean, it's only an Academy Award
crab
winner.
Crab cakes. That's the Krabby Cakes one.
Man. All right.
Name any Dancing with the Stars celebrity winner whose name begins with A.
Okay, Anton Ono?
What? Really?
I'm sorry, what's here?
Anton Ono?
No, I cannot accept it.
Anquan Boldin.
Sorry, that is incorrect.
Former wide receiver.
I don't know who that is.
It's a football
Apollo player. Anton Ono.
Oh, my
there
gosh.
There you go. That I will accept.
All right.
Amber Riley, Alfonso Riviera, Adam Rippon. AJ McLean is going to win this year.
All right. 0-0.
1-0,
Sarah.
1-0, Sarah Osborne. The game is Think Fast, Best of Five. Name a pizza topping starting with B.
Bacon.
Bananas.
Bacon is correct.
Sarah.
Bananas.
Osborne.
Nobody puts bananas on their pizza.
Oh, I could have said banana pepper.
Banana peppers would have been acceptable. Bananas. Other than cappuccino, name a type of coffee starting with C.
Colombian.
Well,
Colombian roast coffee.
All right.
It's the bean. It's
that
the
wasn't
roast.
Exactly what I was thinking of. But
I think you were thinking of that one that y'all get called, like, not cold foam, but it's
cold brew.
Cold brew would have been acceptable. Cafe au lait. For my
New
Orleans.
There's another
pizza.
One y'all get.
Colombian coffee. I'll give it to you, Alex.
There you go. Now we're talking, Judge.
Alex 2, Sarah 1. Name a One Direction hit starting with S.
I like their songs, but I'm the worst at knowing the name.
No, you're beautiful. The beautiful.
You don't.
Smile.
I don't know. I'm tapping out of this one.
Yeah, man.
She doesn't know she's beautiful. She don't know she's beautiful.
Yeah, I'm going to bail out on this one, too. Oh, One Directioner is going to hate me.
Remember this one, guys? Anyone?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, love the song. Just don't know the name
Written
of it.
In these walls are the stories that I can't explain.
Boy, it's a good
story
song.
Story of my life?
Yes, yeah. There you go.
Wait, so you're giving it to her?
Does that count?
No.
Oh.
She got all excited. All right, this one is for Sarah. I guarantee you there is a 99% chance that she will get it right.
Great to put on the pressure. Awesome.
Other than Kenan Thompson, name an SNL cast member, past or present, whose name starts with K. Wow.
Now I got it. Kate.
Oh, my gosh. It's the girl from Ghostbusters.
Alex, why are you helping her?
Oh, I'm sorry. McKinnon.
Yes! Wow!
What? Whoa! What? That's like Sarah. That's like Sarah naming a NASCAR driver before me.
I know.
Wow. I knew for sure.
Well, I told you. You jinxed me.
Sarah
no
was
way.
Going to get that one. Wow.
I knew the minute you said that I wasn't going to get it.
I even laid it up for you and said, Kate, Sarah. Ugh.
That's incredible. Man. Here's another one, Sarah. Kristen Wiig.
Yeah, that one works. That's... I was so stuck on this Kate. So,
the game is
on.
Called Think Fast. Best of five wins. Current score is Alex 3, Sarah 1.
What?
Name a book of the Bible that begins with J.
John the Revelator.
John the what?
Is it the Revelator? Revelator?
No. John the Revelator?
JTR?
Clearly, Alex skipped Bible study. Sarah.
Dave Matthews song.
Sarah said B-side. Job, and that is correct. 3-2,
who
Alex.
Also said John.
John 3:16?
Jeremiah.
Wait, who's that 3:16? No, Stone
John,
Cold
John, yeah, but John the Revelator. I don't know what that is.
I
feel like I should maybe give it to you because you did say John.
There you go. I would have got to 3:16 Cold Steve Austin wrestler's t-shirt. Old school.
Do you know John 3:16? I'll give it to you if you can recite John 3:16.
Dearly beloved. No, I don't.
Hey, I'm going to give that to Alex. Alex 4, Sarah 1. I'm changing
Whoa,
up the score.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? I'm well, so happy. Wow.
You said John, which is a book of the Bible. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. It's the fourth one.
Wow. Wow.
All right, here we go.
Wow, I'm so happy.
You could take it all right here, Alex, with the correct answer in Think Fast. Name a famous stand-up comedian whose name begins with R.
Ralphie May.
Whoa, Alex Franco!
What?
Rest in peace, Ralphie May. But yes, he was a famous stand-up comic. And Alex wins the game. Think Fast.
What?
Hold it now and out.
What?
How do you know Ralphie May? Did you see him on Last Comic Standing?
I watched him once, but I just remember his death. And I didn't know if you would take that because he's a former, well, he rest in peace, but he died as a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, right. No. I'll accept that.
Wow.
Sarah.
All I thought of, the first name that popped in my head was Ridley Scott, and then I couldn't move past
Who's
it.
Who's Ridley Scott? Is that the girl from Aliens?
No, he's a director.
Oh.
That has nothing to do with comedy.
That has nothing to do with comedy. He's never
nothing.
Done a comedy in his life,
never.
I don't think.
Never.
Sarah. Clearly not on your game today.
Sarah got destroyed this morning.
Wow. His current record is 1,490 wins with 125 losses this morning. Sarah and I are rooting for Alexis. Alexis lives in Copperas Cove and works in Copperas Cove as a framer, or she works in a frame shop. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Dance, Beast, Booker!
Alexa!
Hey!
Hi!
Yeah, hello.
Hey, good morning. Are you a little nervous?
Yeah, maybe.
All you need to do is answer these five pop culture trivia questions. I'm going to leave the room so I don't hear anything. I'm not going to hear the questions nor the answers. But okay. Whenever you're done, I will come back and answer the exact same five. And if you get more right than me, you're going to win, Alexis.
All right.
All right, Alexis. Mr. Brad Booker is out the door. Good luck.
Thanks. Question number one, Lacey Chabert is celebrating birthday this week. She starred in the movie Mean Girls. What day do the Mean Girls wear pink?
Wednesdays.
Brie Larson turned 31 years old this week. She played a superhero in the Marvel world. What superhero? Or she plays?
The Marvel girl. I can't remember her name.
Okay. The Saved by the Bell reboot will hit the Peacock streaming service November 25th. Dustin Diamond played what character on the show?
Screech.
Bonnaroo has been postponed yet again, this time until next September. What state is Bonnaroo located in?
No clue.
And finally, The Masked Singer is back on. We've now had two eliminations. And the very first one was the singer behind Put Your Hands Where My Eyes Could See and Break Your Neck. He was also the dragon. Who performs those songs?
No idea. Never even seen The Masked Singer.
All right, we'll bring him back in.
Booker!
Hello!
Hey, hey,
hey. Hi.
How you feeling?
Hey.
She got two right, but knew three.
Oh, man.
Well, I don't know what that means.
She knew it. She just didn't get it specifically out.
Oh. I couldn't remember, yeah.
Yeah, but you knew it.
I got like half of it.
Yes, you did. Okay, Lacey Chabert is celebrating a birthday this week. Uh-huh. She starred in the movie Mean Girls.
Uh-huh.
What day do the Mean Girls wear pink?
Do you mean to talk about the plastics? Look at me. Wednesdays.
Yes. Brie Larson turned 31 years old this week. She plays what superhero in the Marvel world?
Captain Marvel.
Yes, she said the Marvel girl. She's the Marvel girl.
She is.
Couldn't think of the word captain.
I can't remember captain.
Saved by the Bell reboot's going to hit the Peacock streaming service November 25th. Dustin Diamond played what character on the show?
Screech.
Do you know his name, though, for extra points?
Ooh.
Oh.
Man.
His real name on the show.
Samuel Powers.
Oh, gee. I would have never got that.
Bonnaroo has been postponed yet again, this time until next September. What state is Bonnaroo located in?
Pretty sure that's Tennessee, right?
Yes. And finally, The Masked Singer is back. We've now had two eliminations. The very first one was The Dragon. And it's a performer who performs Put Your Hands Where My Eyes Can See, Could See, and Break Your Neck. Who is that?
Busta Rhymes?
Yep. I saw him perform at Stubbs. Anyway, 5 out of 5.
Why is that funny?
Wait. Why would go to see Busta Rhymes at Stubbs?
Because they got free tickets, and I was like, might as well.
Bro, I'll tell you right now, after COVID, I'm going to go see Busta Rhymes at Stubbs. I'm going to go see anyone and everything in Austin.
All right. Well, Alexis, thank you so much for playing.
Yep. My name is Alexis from Cove, and I cannot be booked.
Good try, girl.
We all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. Luis is an appliance repair master technician.
Nice.
We're going to talk to him, ask him a few questions about his job, and then he's going to share his salary in just 3 minutes, only on Mix 94.7.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
A Florida man filed a $1.1 million lawsuit against McDonald's and claims he broke a tooth while biting into a chicken McNugget. And this is weird. It was the chicken's tooth.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask it till now. It's time once again for Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Share Your Salary.
Share your salary. Share your salary.
All right, the last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that Jessica from Cedar Park makes $29,000 a year as a funeral home apprentice. On the phone with us now is Luis. Good morning, Luis.
What's up, Luis?
Hi.
What's up, man?
Good morning.
Luis lives in North Austin and works as a appliance repair master technician.
That's correct.
Ooh, so many questions. All right. Can't wait to get to this. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock, ask you a bunch of questions. When we're done, we'll play a 3-minute song. We'll come back. We'll guess what we think you make, and then you're going to tell everybody. So simple. You ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. 60 seconds starts right now.
How long does it take to become a master technician? Like, you started, I'm sure, as an appliance repair technician. What makes you a master, or how long have you been in to become one?
Well, I've been in this industry about 10 years. It really depends on how quick you can pick up on stuff and on the company you work with. Some companies are more lenient to where you have 3-4 years, you can be that position. Versus other companies, you need about 5-10 years.
What kind of appliances do you repair? Do you have a long laundry list of what you're able to do?
Yes. So everything.
Oh, get a laundry list?
Oh, my God.
Hey. Oh, yes. Everything, any appliances that you see at any box store, we repair them all, even AC. Window units. The only thing we don't do is HVAC, but everything else we do.
Nice.
And by we, you mean you specifically?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How big is the company that you work for?
We have probably about 100 techs nationwide.
Oh, what's your territory?
All of Austin, east and west, all the way from Bee Cave, all the way to Bastrop, and north, all the way up to Round Rock, and all the way down to San Marcos.
And it's just you?
Yeah, well, there's only one other tech in the Austin market besides me.
Wow.
Ooh.
Cool. All right.
That helps out a lot.
What is something when you get a call like that you're just like, oh, man, those are really hard to work on? Like that you're just like, oh, this is going to be a day.
I would say gas ovens or dishwashers.
Oh, why gas ovens?
I just don't. It's always greasy in there.
Oh.
You know, so you end up with grease marks all up your arm.
Oh, I see. All right. Not all that right. It's difficult. It's right. It's just kind of messy.
Yes.
All right.
Do you get all defensive to have a gas oven?
Yeah, you're like, why a gas oven?
Do I need to get a new one?
Luis, the appliance repair master technician, how much money does he make? Text or guess right now to 51993. I guarantee Alex's going to use one of your text messages. Be sure to put your name and where you're from so we can thank you. Again, text your guess to 51993. We're going to find out next in 3 minutes when Luis shares his salary. Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Luis from North Austin. Luis is an appliance repair master technician. What else do we learn, Sarah?
We learned that becoming a master depends on what company you work for and like how long they require you to work. He's been 10 years in the industry. What kind of appliances does he repair? Basically anything you see at a big box store. How big is the company he works for? They have 100 techs nationwide. His territory goes between Bee Caves to Bastrop, Round Rock to San Marcos, and there's only one other tech in this area. And the call that he hates to get is gas ovens and dishwashers, because gas ovens are greasy and they leave marks all up your arm.
That's awesome.
All right, it's time for our guesses. Alex, you start.
Kara in East Austin says she used to date a service appliance repair technician, and he was making about $44,000 a year. He was going to become a master, but it took 5 more years. He has moved on and doing something else different. She said he could have made up to $70,000. So, I mean, I'm just going to go with that $70,000. I mean, because he said the magic word, 10 years, and then that whole distance that he covers, and he's solo. I mean, bro, dude banks.
All right, Sarah?
68,000?
Dang, I'm... Whew.
Man.
Y'all are stealing my numbers.
Well, split it down the middle and go 50, bro.
Okay, I'm going to go 62. We're all going to stay in that range. All right, Sarah, let's quickly recap everyone's guesses.
Alex said 70. I said 68, and you said 62. That's 1,000.
Thank you. Okay, Luis! Man, it's time. Here we go. What is that magic number? How much are you making every year?
68,000.
Oh, my God! Whoa! Sarah, you nailed it. Unbelievable. Wow. Wait, he told you, didn't he?
No, he said 60,000, right?
No, he said 68.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yes. My God. You're the worst reaction of a winner ever. Oh, my God.
I thought he said 60, and then I was like, why are y'all so excited?
Oh, my God.
So when you started out in this job, how much were you making, Luis?
36.
Nice. Wow. Good for you, dude.
So you have almost doubled your income.
Yes.
And is there a big ceiling? I mean, do you have a lot more that you can earn?
Yes, I'm recently starting my own company in the Austin market, and hopefully the ceiling will be unlimited.
Nice.
I asked the question about what calls you dread because my mom has an oven in their house that's like over 50 years old that breaks all the time, and the poor person that comes out to work on it, I'm sure hates her.
And why does she not get a new oven, Sarah? It's 50 years old.
Why fix it if it's not broke? Guess.
I mean, your mom's over 50 and your dad's kept her around, so... Thank you so much for keeping our appliances working, and thank you for sharing your salary.
Wow.
Remember, the reason Share Your Salary works is because of you and your willingness to participate. You do not have to use your name or tell us where you work, but call us right now, 512-643-5947, or text SALARY to 51993. Share Your Salary helps everybody, but we do need you. Yesterday, it just hit me. It's October. I couldn't believe it. I'm sitting here pondering this like, wow, it's October. And apparently everybody else was doing that too because Jimmy Kimmel put together a montage of news anchors who couldn't believe that yesterday was October 1st.
Can you believe it? October 1st. Can you believe it?
October 1st.
Can you believe it?
October 1st. Can you believe it?
October 1st. Can you believe it?
October 1st. Can you believe it?
October 1st. Can you believe it?
October 1st. Can you believe it?
October?
Yeah, can you believe it?
October. Can you believe it?
October. Can you believe it? October 1st.
I know.
I'm Lisa Spooner.
Can you believe it?
No.
Can you believe it?
I can't believe it. Time flies when you're having fun.
You know, the month of October is famous for many reasons, but one thing that we always are excited about is our Go Pink ATX party, which happens at the end of October. We spend the entire month helping to raise money for breast cancer awareness, as do a lot of people. Obviously, everything's looking different this year, but it hit me with an idea, and I don't want to put you on the spot, Alex. Understand if this is something that you don't want to do. Like if breast cancer is not important to you, I understand.
Wow. I mean, do I just say yes now? I mean, my gosh.
But yeah, you basically cannot say no.
I mean,
or you look like a jerk.
Right? When you put it like that.
So here's my proposition for Alex Franco, who is known to drink heavily, not in excess, but Alex drinks most days, certainly on the weekend. So
I drink when it's necessary. For instance, last night, the
Tuesday?
Playoffs. I mean, you had Thursday night football. You had Major NASCAR. League Baseball. But, I mean, yeah.
Would you say that you have a beer or a cocktail pretty much every day?
No.
How many times a week?
Maybe three. Okay. And I don't have cocktails. I don't mess with hard liquor anymore.
I think Alex's drinking has gone way down.
Okay, well, you sent us a video yesterday where you were showing off the Halloween decorations. Was that, and you had a beer in your hand.
Yeah.
Was that a reason to be drinking the Halloween decorations? So anything you're doing, if you're not coming to work.
Thursday night football is about to start.
I was priming
and getting ready. There's always has to be a reason. I don't ever just sit and like around the house having like a beer in my hand.
If your drinking has gone down, then this should be pretty easy for you to do. I want to recommend that Alex Franco goes sober in October.
I already do it during Lent.
Okay.
Twice now a year?
We're going to do it for the entire month.
This month.
Okay. As of right now, October 2nd, we're going to give you a little grace window of one day, okay? So sober in October, and what's going to happen? Yes.
Like that.
No, he did not. That's a thing. It's sober October.
Oh, it is?
It's a national month. Yeah.
Bro, why are you stealing
stuff?
You've
never heard that before?
I've never heard that before.
Oh, yeah. Sober October is a thing.
Thanks for stealing my shine, Sarah.
Sorry.
Anyway, here's what I'm recommending.
Yeah. Okay, talk to me.
Okay. So for every time that you would get a six-pack to watch NASCAR or to watch the football games on Sunday, you take that and set it aside and donate it for Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yesterday would have been a heck of a start. I spent $54 at the bread basket next to my house.
Okay, so let's start off with $54. And you know what? I'll tell you what I'll do.
Okay.
I'll match your $50. Sorry, Sarah. I'm going to put you on the spot, too. You don't have to do it.
You have to,
if
Sarah.
If you don't care about breast cancer.
Exactly.
Then, But I will match that $54 to kick things off, okay?
Okay.
And if you say, I will commit to this and go the entire month without drinking, that includes Halloween. I know it's going to be tough for you.
Yeah.
And take every single penny that you would normally spend on beer or whatever and donate that to breast cancer, it would be Alex Franco's Sober in October.
Man.
Would you be willing to do this?
100%.
Look at Sarah.
Yes, and here's why.
Well,
no, seriously, I like the challenge, and it's for a good thing, but I want to see how much we get, because yesterday, just $54 of mine, now you're going to match it, and Sarah's going to match it. I don't know the math here, but it's like about 150 something, right? 160?
162. Yeah.
I mean, guys, this could be big.
I mean, that would 2 days into the month, and we're already at 162. That's not bad.
And that was just Thursday night football. Wait for a NASCAR weekend. I mean, come on. We're going to raise some money. I love it.
All right. Sarah is not very optimistic.
Why, dude? Have faith.
Yeah, but like, here's the thing. I don't trust him because, like, he, quote, gives up things for Lent every year and then lasts a day. So, like, how do we know that he's not drinking?
Well, here's the thing.
How do we know?
No, this is just one of those honest things where you have to be honest with yourself. I mean, Booker, if you would have said you can't drink beer in October, I would have drank seltzer or something, or like cocktails. You know what I'm saying? Like, you've covered the spectrum with Sober in October.
Okay, so you're willing to do this for the entire month.
Yeah.
And you would take whatever it is you would normally spend, and you're going to donate it to Breast Cancer Awareness for our Go Pink ATX?
And what I'll do is I will text you guys, or actually I'll post even on social media of like what I would go to the store and normally get. I love it. I love it.
I thought I was going to get much more resistance. I'm proud of you, Alex. That's awesome.
Well, I mean, it's the hard part's going to be when it's actually time to sit down. And I'll be texting y'all and say, seriously?
That's right. All right. Well, let's fingers crossed. We'll see how well this works. I have a feeling you're going to really feel well. I know that the months that I went without drinking, I felt so good. And to think that you're going to be doing it for such a good cause.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, but the haze is going to go away and I'm going to realize we're in COVID.
Yes. Well, that's true too. Alex Franco, Sober in October, taking all that money you would normally spend and donating it for our Go Pink ATX Breast Cancer Awareness.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.